Dean Davis' last segment. We will be back for the flip, so have your ears ready, because you know it's going to be some tomfoolery taking place, dropping on you on Monday. But D, you had a question that you want to kick off the last segment with.
Yeah, so if you can have any professional athlete cross any sport, doesn't matter, one guy, a woman, one athlete that you could start your team with, who would it be?
Mine's would be Patrick Mahomes, and probably followed by Luka Doncic.
Didn't think you were going to say Luka, but yeah, you know what? Okay, you had Patrick, but why Luka?
Because Luka's in his second year, and he's super young, and that he's already mastered the offense. What happens when it really starts seeking in? Like, his next 3 to 4 years before probably the lack of athleticism starts to allow defenders to be able to crowd him a tad bit more, even though his handle is ridiculous. But, like, you've never seen a player this young with such mastery on offense right now. LeBron's second year wasn't like this. Magic Johnson's second year wasn't like this. I mean, even comparable to Mike, Mike wasn't putting up triple-doubles. This is a different league.
If
you asked to use Mike similar to that, Mike – I remember when Mike played the point and how many triple doubles he had that towards the end of that season. I think it was 87. But it would be because, and also he's box office. Like, Luka Doncic is going to be the face of the NBA in 3 to 4 years. Like, only person that's going to be there if Giannis stays healthy. LeBron will probably be gone. We don't know if KD will ever return to being KD. Harden will be looked at as just an offensive cat. But when it's now Giannis's league and Anthony Davis's league, it doesn't hurt he's white. But when you have such a man, I mean, that kid is phenomenal. So if it wasn't going to be Patrick Mahomes, because again, look, we grew up watching the NBA on NBC. Man, do you know how many games they would be putting the Mavericks on if that bad boy, that triple header was on like we were talking about? It's not a question. If I can't have who I think is the most important position in football is the quarterback, he's the greatest looking quarterback I've ever seen physically, and it's more than physically because he doesn't turn over the ball like we said earlier, but it would be Luka Doncic because that kid is in his second year. He didn't think he was going to be doing that this year. Okay. It's kind of going back real quick, and it's not the same, but it's like Derrick Rose his MVP year, and it was like whoa. And at that point his youth and how people were so engaged by him, he jumped higher on the list, you know what I'm saying, if you had to start a team with because of his youth. Well, I'm putting Luka in that way where his youth, his star power, like it's Luka if it's not Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes would be my number one. Football's the most popular sport. Most important position in sports is quarterback. You're talking about offensive mastery. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, boy, did he master the quarterback position, basically. It feels like he's going to just pick up more and more nuances of the position. He's got a great tutor in Andy Reid. He's just, it's like sky's the limit for this dude. And he's got the box office, like you talk about, the charisma. He's got all the star powers in every commercial now. So
catch up on stakes.
Yeah. I don't get that one. Must have learned that from the D Trump.
Yeah. Hey, listen, his girlfriend is big right now. You follow her on Twitter. She's kind of one of those, I don't want to call a young woman obnoxious, but she rides for her guy. And a lot of people.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I don't even know who his girlfriend is.
Just something.
I'm past. I'm good. I'm
a civilian.
Yeah, she's cool. I mean, but she's like in your face, like, that's my boy.
I think second would have to be Giannis, though. I think I would go Giannis a little bit. It's just ahead of Luka.
My only thing with why I didn't pick Giannis, one, and I know this is crazy still how young he is. He's young. He's longer than a tooth. And
a little.
Giannis, he needs his physical attributes to dominate. Luka doesn't need that. So I feel like, again, this is my franchise. If Luka blows out his knee, he's still going to be dope.
Yeah.
You know, but if Giannis blows out his knee, he is not the same cat.
He's the same dude. Yeah, okay. My number one is not Patrick. I know we're going to do number one's number two. My number two is Patrick. Number one for me, man, it's a guy who I've seen done it and possibly going to be his third place. Kawhi Leonard. Oh. Kawhi Leonard's still my dude.
Oh, hell no.
Y'all still my guy.
Listen, I love Kawhi.
Still my
he
guy.
He can't even show. Hey, my turnstiles are going to be going down with Kawhi on my
but
team.
But here's the thing about Kawhi, though. He's now kind of
start your franchise with somebody that can't walk.
Hold on, wait. That can't who?
Dog, he is.
He can't. What?
He labors all the time.
Do you see that this brother, all he does is win?
No. I'm not.
Win.
I'm a Kawhi guy.
Win.
But he'll never be physically healthy. Like, the thing with him is they save him because he can't get as many reps. So again,
I'm fine with that.
I'm building my team with my guy. I would think one, youth and health are some of the prerequisites.
He's like 27 years old.
Nah, he's a little older than that.
He's
a little bit older than that.
I don't think so. Ryan, can you look that up for me? Looks like 27, maybe 28. But listen, we've seen him come in as a young player with the San Antonio Spurs, lead them to an NBA championship, and won MVP of that series.
28.
Then he was like, I'm done down here in this boring ass town. They're going to put you in NBA Siberia, the Toronto Raptors. The first season he gets there, any only season he gets there, what does he do? He wins a championship.
Against a team KD was out. And Klay got hurt. But this is let me real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you just said, also in the Week East, and this was the final year that LeBron went to the West.
How about this?
Wasn't the ratings down for that finals too last year?
I don't think so, because Golden State. Golden State was the standard bearer.
I remember the ratings being a little down this era right now.
But listen, what did he do?
They were
down?
Because I remember people were saying the first people was upset that LeBron wasn't there.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't even get high ratings in the NBA Finals with Kawhi.
I'm talking about winning. And what does this brother do? He wins. And it's possible. And I think, Ryan, you asked this question last year when the season was going on, maybe in the playoffs when we knew that, probably in the finals when we knew that obviously Toronto was in there. Could he be the first player to go to three different teams and lead three different teams to the NBA Finals and win one? It's very possible.
I think he's gonna.
That's gonna happen right now. That's never happened, right? That's never happened.
By the way, those ratings way down last year.
Ooh. They were down? They was like, okay.
At least 3 points compared to last year.
Okay.
Box office.
Listen.
We want hockey, not basketball.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm winning.
It was a whole country.
I said.
You had a whole other country in that.
I said, who you going to start your franchise off with? And what do you do? What's the main objective of winning? Objective of owning a team?
I might as well start my franchise
winning
with LeBron James.
Championship.
A year away from retiring.
LeBron is long in the tooth. This brother's only 28 years old. He's in his prime. He's in his prime.
His health is worse than LeBron. It is.
He can't even play back-to-backs.
Like, come on.
But listen, is your objective to win?
Not if you own a franchise.
One, it's your franchise.
You need money, too.
Money.
You win.
Wait.
If you win, the money will come.
You don't know sometimes if you can actually get to the seeding that you need in the playoffs because he's not healthy.
The Clippers are at the point right now. It's not the whole main objective. Oh yeah, we have to have number one seed. But it's not them.
But you know what?
Doc Rivers, that team right there. Oh my god, this isn't
in the East. They could pull that off. That we can turn it on. We want to in the West. It ain't the same. And that team, yeah, their supplementary parts have been together, but PG and Kawhi haven't, and they still haven't necessarily gelled because they don't play games with one another.
And they're 30-13 right now. Like I said. For me, because I've seen the brother do it. He literally landed. They dropped him off in Toronto, and they said, beat it. You're not going to win anything. And what did they do? They won.
Patrick Mahomes about to do it in another week.
They should. Most definitely. Anything about the NFL, man, I'm not wishing, knock on wood, not wishing anything happens to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, here we go.
One hit.
The curse of D.
The thing is, Kawhi already got that one.
Cam Newton.
He also got two NBA Finals MVPs. He got two rings.
Did you cause the Cam Newton divorce, by the way?
He getting divorced?
He's getting probably divorced.
First I saw him. Well, you know when I saw him. You know that. But he just wanted.
How could I ever forget?
But he just wanted. The only thing I remember seeing that he wanted Walter Payton Man of the Year. I didn't know he's getting divorced.
Yeah, I think he was putting an IG model up in a place that he has in Atlanta.
I think he knocked
and she
up one.
Has a child with him.
Yeah,
allegedly.
I did see that. Shout out to my guy Sean in R3. He did post that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
what'd you do, D?
I didn't do nothing. That's all on him.
Did you go to Atlanta anytime soon?
Hey, no.
Recently?
Hey, listen.
Make a phone call? Cam, you got to live your life.
Well, he has to. That's him. That's him and his old lady. You know, everything don't happen. Everything don't work out all the time. Think it's solid sometimes. It's
the
not.
Moment I saw you, I knew you had to start living. It's a man that has not enough life.
Hey, man, listen.
In this life.
You better live your life. That's all I got to say.
Get a new hat, my man.
You found his girl? You saying ass?
Wait, which girl?
You know, his wife or his the side?
Mistress.
Girlfriend one, not his wife. Let me see. So this has to be, let me see, that was the.
Man, all of these want to be Kim Kardashian looking like.
I know. Facts, for real.
I can't.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm of Jesus standing bare of beauty right now in America, but you don't need to do all that, but that's whatever. I didn't know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know he was even married.
He's not married.
Oh, he's not married.
Yeah.
Oh, it was his longtime girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe it was his baby mama.
Is that his girlfriend? Though?
Yeah.
Oh, she's cute. Hey, man, listen, everything don't work out, man. Michael Jordan got a divorce from Juanita. You know, you thought that was going
to
be.
Cam Newton has to divorce his hat every time he wears one.
Hey, listen, I love hats. I love the fact that, man.
I think he only wears the hats once, and then he doesn't wear them.
Let me tell you something. If I had a lot of money.
He's a hat guy.
If I was rich, I'd be a hat guy, too. I would just have a room full of hats. I love hats.
Really?
Yeah, man. I love hats. I love them.
I want to do hats.
Oh, I love hats. Different kinds
Maybe
of hats.
Maybe shoes, not
you
hats.
You get you. Nah, see, I ain't worried about shoes. Hats. Because people see. Because people, when you come up.
I don't even see you wear a hat ever, except for the White Sox hat.
Oh, I used to collect hats. I got
why don't you?
I got fedoras. I got fedoras upstairs. I got Kangol.
Why don't I see these?
I got you never saw my beret.
Beret?
Yeah.
French beret?
Yes.
No.
You've never seen me rock my beret.
I don't think so.
I rock my beret every once in a while. Yes, I do.
Yeah, once in a while.
Well, but listen, sometimes you just got to break it out and kind of shock people with it. Like, oh.
Yeah. Why haven't I been shocked?
Look at this beret.
Why have I not seen wee-wee, monsieur?
Hats. Hats is where the game is at. Not shoes. Hats.
Maybe that's the look you and Cam shared. The hat look.
I love your hat game there, sir. That's
a man that
not
gets
when he
hats.
Does the, not when he does the bonnets. I don't like the bonnets. I don't like the bonnets.
I hope you wouldn't like the bonnet.
Where's my pearls?
That guy's out here like, yeah, I want you to look like Esther.
No, that's I don't know about that when he rocks that, but the hats, I'll do like
you fish eye fool, you. Real quick news. Officer suspended for filming ex-player Delonte West in handcuffs. A Maryland police officer who
that is Delonte
for shooting a video that showed former yeah that was him. You see the tats? That was him. Yeah. Former NBA player Delonte West as he was being questioned while shirtless and handcuffed. The police department said this from ESPN. Oh, really? The Associated Press. One of two videos circulating on social media shows a thin shirtless man with tattoos sitting on the curb with his hands cuffed behind his back. Police said the man is West, and the officer shot the video. Prince George County Police said they learned Tuesday that an officer shot the video of West sitting on the curb and that it circulated on social media as investigation. Follow and suspension was announced Tuesday.
So he videotaped this with a cell phone, or was this body cam footage that he uploaded?
I think it was probably a cell phone.
I don't think they have access to the body cam.
If it was a body cam, how'd it go viral?
I don't put nothing past police officers.
It's possible. I'm with you.
Hey, that's the lunch. Somebody
but he probably used the cell phone.
Somebody could have saw. That's even crazier. That I would think. Well, either way, I would see a suspension coming. But what if he didn't know that was Delonte? And somebody saw that, like, man, check out this.
Was Delonte,
did he know he was him?
That's why he recorded and went on social media.
Man, that's sad, man. I didn't watch that video.
Delonte.
I didn't watch it because I didn't watch it. I didn't retweet it. I didn't like it. I don't want to see nobody in their lowest moments. And it seemed like he's in his. It seemed like he's in a low moment right now.
I didn't retweet it. I didn't think it was.
So wait a minute, who did he get in a fight with? Is it another civilian?
Yeah, it says. Police learned that West and the second man knew each other and that they argued earlier that morning.
And got into a fight.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And it seems as if at least the steel shot I saw, the other guy got the best of Delonte.
Well, Delonte doesn't look too good nowadays. Yeah.
He didn't look good towards the end of his career.
Yeah, but he looks way worse.
He does like he's hit on
Maybe
hard
he misses
times.
LeBron's mom.
That's not cool.
What? Maybe they were in love.
They were dating, weren't they?
That was an alleged rumor.
Oh, I don't know. That was alleged, Ken. I think that was factual. I think that was facts. As a kid, say facts.
It's facts, bro.
Damn. Because what is Obama dating a rapper?
Y'all just said that. You just said. What? I didn't retweet it.
I didn't.
But yet you gonna bring up that rumor.
Well, that was fact. I think that was fact, Ken. Ken, that was a fact. They were dating, Ken. I mean, we just stated Brian stated something.
How do we know
factual.
That was facts?
Right. I mean, Ken, it was everywhere.
It's funny. That seems like that stuff seems to always come out when LeBron was in the playoffs. Just like remember, there was rumor about Rashard Lewis and Savannah.
No.
There was a rumor about that.
His wife?
This was before she was his wife.
Really? Yeah. I didn't hear about that one. I heard about Delonte.
When you on top, people be trying to bring you down.
Oh, that's not a question that he did. I'm not saying it's impossible. I thought that was a factual thing. I thought they was really dating.
I don't know. He denied it.
Who denied it?
Delonte denied it.
Oh, okay.
So, again, at his worst moment, I'm not bringing that up. Because some people like to kick people when they're down. Ryan.
Got to entertain the folks.
Hey, do your thing, bro.
Well, listen, I will say this. That officer definitely got what he deserved. He should not be posting things on social media, if anything. Like, hey, look at this guy. Did you watch the video, Ken?
I saw it before.
What was he saying in the moments he's not being interviewed, but he's been recording
a little bit. I mean, it was sad.
He was incoherent.
I mean, it wasn't like he may have made a little bit of sense, but you knew he wasn't in his right mind.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. So
hopefully, yes. All right. Well, hopefully his pockets are right, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but see, I saw somebody saying like about Jameer Nelson, because when their coach came out and was like he's trying to help him, and Jameer had posted something. And somebody in the comments was like, why don't you let him hold 50? And I'm just like, what makes you think that's going to do? But I think he meant like 50 grand.
Well, what's, I'm with yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I was like, what makes you think that the money is going to solve the issue?
Yeah, it could be the issue.
He has been saying he needs help. Like, so when people are just like, somebody was saying that about LeBron, like, man, you could, it's like, you got to understand the money ain't necessarily.
I think somebody we know made a comment about LeBron.
Gonna take care of him, yeah. And it's just like, I did see LeBron, I replied back, I did see LeBron say something about that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But
but that's when you hope your NBA family,
puts
the brothers,
around.
Yeah,
but
come.
You also have to accept.
Oh, that's true, too.
Help. You have to accept. I'm sure people have tried to help Delonte, but it's been hard, especially probably when he's not on his medication. For him to sit there and stay on the regiment that he needs to be on. So
well, I'm glad the commissioner or superintendent suspended that officer. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, even if he was a regular person, you know.
Remember the cop who filmed that family? They was high on
the kid was in the car or something.
Yeah, the ox. Was it heroin?
I think it was heroin.
No, what's stuff that replaced the heroin? Oxy. The stuff that was fentanyl. They was like dozing off. I think the car was driving. And he stopped and they was nodding off. And that cop filmed them and put them on social media. Mm-hmm. I think that cop got suspended too. Like, you don't want to put nobody in their worst moments like that. They have an addiction problem. They're sick right now. You don't do that. Now I don't know what's going on with Delonte if he's affected by anything right now.
Usually
going
to be at someone's weakest moment.
Police officers see people at their worst moments.
Yeah. So of course you should be trying to take care of what's happening. And unless you're recording something to prove something later, and that's why you have body cameras, be whipping up your phone because he's a celebrity.
How would you do that?
Because someone looks funny and you want to make it go viral.
How would you do that if you're a police officer?
People are people. People suck.
Yeah, no. You're right. You're 100% right. People are people. I don't care what the profession you are, whatever you do, people are people.
I did want to say one thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Goes back to Odell Beckham from last week.
Who had core surgery today. Muscle core surgery.
Yeah. Odell Beckham out there passing the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that just jumped out to me was about how LSU, who at this time could unseat Alabama in the SEC, just sat there and handcuffed next season. Joe Burrow on a Barstool podcast. My son, when I went home last Tuesday after the show, Kenton's like, was that real money? I was like, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, that was real money.
And the next day, Joe Burrow confirmed and was like, look, I'm not an NCAA student anymore. That was real cash. First, for Beckham to do it, and then for Burrow to own up to it, there are freshmen, juniors, and sophomores on that team that you're messing with their eligibility.
Mm.
Why would you do that?
Mm.
That's my big, like, why would you do that? Like,
if you're Odell? Or,
If you're Odell and Joe Burrow, why would you risk?
Well, Joe Burrow's kind of just probably an idiot kid still.
But okay, but hey, you know how to stick to the script. Sure. Even at that age, you know how to stick to the script. Joe Burrow's been getting cash and not saying nothing. Let's not act like this year he hasn't gotten a lot of $100 handshakes down there at LSU.
Has he? Because he had to transfer. He didn't get recruited.
No. I'm talking about at LSU. You think boosters haven't been hitting him with cash? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but come on, dog.
It's just taking care of him.
Yeah, but so the point is he was quiet then. When it was your eligibility online, you were quiet about it. Now, when it's someone else's, you like, I don't care. That was real money out there.
Yeah.
Nah, son.
Is Louisiana State that's up for paying athletes? Are they one of the teams?
Probably.
The states?
I think probably.
I know it's sweeping the country.
But regardless, that
I don't
still,
think I've heard
that would still be in that. That would.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's years in the first.
That's
the
off future. Of your likeness, mm-hmm. not someone.
No, I
giving
I
you straight cash like that. So that's.
No, I thought you were talking about grabbing the police officer on the hiney.
That was just drugs.
No, he just smacked him on the ass.
That was just drugs.
Right, see what you doing in here?
It's
pat, 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 pat.
You need to slow down, Shuddy. Like if you saw that look on his face when that cop turned around. He was shook.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, damn, yeah. I know he's going to react like
that. Yeah, like, he was shook. But, dude, why are you smacking cops on the ass for?
Why are you smacking anybody on the booty?
Facts. They lost someone with a pistol.
Yeah, I told you, man, football players are a different breed, man. Yeah,
Odell is definitely
that ain't
a
football,
different breed.
Brother. That's that stuff.
He was intoxicated.
Yeah, he was off.
He was intoxicated. He was.
So that's my only takeaway.
That's a good point.
Where is Odell going to play next year?
I don't know.
Is he going to be in Cleveland?
Well, this is the thing. Stefanski may run with him a season.
I don't think so.
If he was telling people back in October, get me out of here.
The GM is gone.
Yeah.
The coach is gone. So you don't have the same connections to where it's like, I have to prove that trading for Odell was good. I need to validate it. You don't have to do that. If he's an issue, and he wasn't that much of an issue last year.
No, he wasn't.
But if he's an issue, it's nothing to move on from.
I would think the new coach.
I would say he's going to be here this year.
Yeah, he's going to be. Yeah. I mean, like I said before, the team has talent. So you don't want to start off your team with not having one of the best wide receivers, at least on the team. I would say probably top 10 in the NFL, not on your team. You don't want to do that. No, that's just
you're
stupid.
You're going to see how well it works. Yeah. Try to implement all the weapons and then start to subtract to see if subtraction may be better for the team in the long run. But it won't be this offseason. It'll be unless he does something crazy outside of what just happened last week. That's the only way.
You said he had surgery, right?
Yeah, core surgery.
Muscle core.
I wonder how long he's going to be out.
Maybe, I mean, think about it.
Let's just wait. It's January.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Trying to get back in rehab, whatever like that.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Prime athlete, so his body should recover pretty fast.
I mean, Nick Bosa had his muscle core, I think, in October.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.